Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am V.C. Pramod with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi describes Chola Empire as ancient roadmap for new India, says its achievements remain source of inspiration for modern India. Prime Minister highlights rapid growth of space startups in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, as it grew fivefold in 5 years. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says seamless logistics were key factor in success of Operation Sindoor. IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall in Gujarat today and East Rajasthan till tomorrow. In cricket, Indian captain Shubman Gill hits fourth century of series in fourth test against host England at Manchester. And in FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 final between Koneru Hampi and Divya Deshmukh goes into a tie break after ending in a draw. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today described the contributions of Rajaraja Chola and Rajendra Chola as symbolic of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat, and praised the Chola dynasty's cultural and architectural achievements. Speaking at the valedictory function of the Adi Thiruvadirai festival in Gangaikonda Cholapuram in Tamil Nadu today, the Prime Minister honoured the legacy of the two great rulers.
एक प्रकार से राज राजा की ये श्रद्धा भूमि है और उस श्रद्धा भूमि में इलिया राजा ने आज जिस प्रकार से शिव भक्ति में हम सबको डुबो दिया सावन का मास हो राज राजा की श्रद्धा भूमि हो और इलिया राजा की तपस्या हो कैसा अद्भुत वातावरण और मैं तो काशी का सांसद हूँ और जब ओम नमः शिवाय सुनता हूँ तो रोंगटे खड़े हो जाते हैं.
The Prime Minister said that the economic and strategic advancements achieved during the Chola era remain a source of inspiration for modern India. He noted that India progressed swiftly in all directions through commercial advancement, utilization of maritime routes, and the promotion of art and culture during the Chola Empire, which serves as an ancient roadmap for building a new India. Mr. Modi highlighted that the great King Rajendra Chola established the Gangaikonda Cholapuram Temple, which continues to be recognized globally as an architectural wonder. Prime Minister Modi remarked that the celebration of Ganga on the land of Mother Kaveri is also a legacy of the Chola Empire.
Rajendra Chola ne Uttar Bharat se Ganga jal lakar dakshin mein sthapit kiya. Ganga jalmayam जया स्तंभम उस जल को यहाँ चोला गंगा येरी चोला गंगा झील में प्रवाहित किया गया जिसे आज पुन्नेरी झील के नाम से जाना जाता है.
Mr. Modi also announced that grand statues of Rajaraja Chola and his son, the illustrious ruler Rajendra Chola I, will be installed in Tamil Nadu in the coming times. The Prime Minister released a commemorative coin in the Emperor's honour, offered prayers at the temple and held roadshows in Trichy and Gangaikonda Cholapuram. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the new terminal at Thoothukudi Airport and launched development projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed pride that science is progressing with renewed energy in the 21st century India. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi spoke about Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's return from space. The Prime Minister mentioned the rapid growth of space startups in the country, pointing out that there were fewer than 50 startups in space sector 5 years ago, and the number has now increased to over 200.
स्पेस को लेकर बच्चों में एक नई जिज्ञासा भी जागी. अब छोटे छोटे बच्चे कहते हैं हम भी स्पेस में जाएंगे, हम भी चांद पर उतरेंगे, स्पेस साइंटिस्ट बनेंगे. आपने इंस्पायर मानक अभियान का नाम सुना होगा. यह बच्चों के इनोवेशन को बढ़ावा देने का अभियान है. इसमें हर स्कूल से 5 बच्चे चुने जाते हैं, हर बच्चा एक नया आइडिया लेकर आता है. इससे अब तक लाखों बच्चे जुड़ चुके हैं.
Mr. Modi praised Indian students who brought glory to the nation by winning 3 gold, 2 silver, and 1 bronze medal at the International Chemistry Olympiad held in Dubai earlier this month. The Prime Minister stated that India has strengthened its position in the world of mathematics. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the Astronomy and Astrophysics Olympiad will be held in Mumbai next month, with students from more than 60 countries participating in the event. He remarked that this will be the largest Olympiad to date. Mr. Modi also spoke about the Swadeshi movement, which began on the 7th of August 1905. He mentioned that the movement gave new energy to local products, especially handloom. The Prime Minister emphasized that textiles in India are not just an economic sector, but also a representation of the country's cultural diversity. In today's Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Narendra Modi praised Naveen Kumar, a weaver from Silao in Nalanda district in Bihar. Talking to Akashwani News, Naveen Kumar expressed his gratitude and said the members of Nepura Silk Primary Weavers Cooperative Committee Limited are overwhelmed.
Khushi ki baat hai ki Pradhan Mantri ji gaon se hum log ko dhoond ke nikale aur hum log ke prati unka ichha jagruk hua. अब हमारे लिए प्रधानमंत्री जी इतना सोचते हैं तो कोशिश करेंगे कि हम अपने यहाँ का बने कुछ कपड़े उनको हम अपने तरफ से सम्मान के रूप में भेंट करने का कोशिश में हैं।
Goa's capital city, Panaji, has clinched the top spot as the cleanest city in India in the category of towns with a population between 20,000 to 50,000 in the Swachh Sarvekshan 2024-25. Prime Minister Modi highlighted Panaji's achievement and the city's innovative waste segregation practices in his today's Mann Ki Baat broadcast. Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant expressed his gratitude to the Prime Minister for acknowledging the cleanliness efforts of Panaji. He said that the recognition of Panaji's transformation and the prestigious President's Award under the Swachh Sarvekshan is the result of the remarkable contribution of women who have taken the lead in waste management. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the seamless logistics management was a deciding factor in the success of Operation Sindoor. The Defence Minister said this while virtually addressing the convocation ceremony of Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya in Vadodara.
Logistics hi wah process hai jo pre-production se consumption tak aur har step ko aapas mein jodti hai. Aaj desh mein yadi koi product north east mein tayar hota hai और वह समय पर दिल्ली या मुंबई के बाजार तक पहुंचता है तो यह लॉजिस्टिक्स सिस्टम की एफिशिएंसी का ही एक प्रमाण है भारत की जीडीपी में लॉजिस्टिक्स का कंट्रीब्यूशन डायरेक्ट और इनडायरेक्ट दोनों ही तरीकों से इम्पॉर्टेंट है
स्पीकिंग ऑन द ओकेजन रेलवे मिनिस्टर अश्विनी वैष्णव हाईलाइटेड द ट्रांसफॉर्मेशनल चेंजेस इन इंडियन रेलवेज ओवर द पास्ट 11 ईयर्स ही एनकरेज्ड द ग्रेजुएटिंग स्टूडेंट्स टू कंट्रीब्यूट टू इंडियाज डेवलपमेंट जर्नीज emphasizing the importance of innovation in the sector.
Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya mein bridge aur tunnel ka center of excellence bhi sthapit kiya gaya hai jisse ki desh bhar mein bridges aur tunnels ki design usko test karna aur uska maintenance kaise karna in sab ki knowledge bhi yahan par di jayegi.
A total of 194 students received degrees in various disciplines during the convocation. The Lok Sabha will begin a special discussion on Operation Sindoor tomorrow, focusing on the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam and India's response. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju had earlier informed that 16 hours have been allotted for the debate, with a similar discussion scheduled in the Rajya Sabha on Tuesday.
पहले हम ऑपरेशन सिंदूर पे चर्चा करेंगे ये ऑपोजिशन पार्टी का ही मांग था सरकार ने एग्री पहले दिन से किया है तो ऑपरेशन सिंदूर पे चर्चा पूरा करने के बाद अगले विषय क्या लेंगे उसका हम बाद में तय करेंगे इसलिए मंडे से लोकसभा में 16 घंटे के लिए ऑपरेशन सिंदूर पर चर्चा होगी और ट्यूसडे को राज्यसभा में फिर 16 घंटे के लिए ऑपरेशन सिंदूर पर चर्चा होगी तो ये आज बीएसई में तय किया गया है
In Uttar Pradesh, Kushinagar police arrested 8 accused, including 2 women, for alleged religious conversion of Hindu girls. SP Kushinagar Santosh Kumar Mishra said the accused have been arrested after an application was registered by the victim's father regarding kidnapping of his daughter and luring her into converting. The SP informed that a joint police team recovered the victim safely today and arrested a total of 8 accused.
ये जो युवती है इसका धर्म परिवर्तन कराकर कुछ लोगों ने उसको छुपा कर रखा हुआ था। इसमें एक ये संगठित गिरोह था जिसमें कि कई लोग शामिल थे। अभी 8 लोगों की गिरफ्तारी इसमें हुई है। जिस फर्दर इस पे हमारी टीम में काम कर रही है, जो भी तथ्य इसमें निकल कर आएंगे वो जिस पे फर्दर कार्रवाई कराई जाएगी।
The Supreme Court will hear a group of petitions tomorrow challenging the Election Commission's decision to carry out a special intensive revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in Bihar. A bench of Justices Surya Kant and Joyamalya Bagchi is expected to take up the case. The petitioners argue the move could lead to large-scale voter disenfranchisement just ahead of the 2025 Bihar Assembly elections. The Election Commission says the revision is aimed at ensuring clean voter rolls by removing ineligible names. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed deep sorrow over the stampede incident in Mansa Devi Temple in Haridwar today and wished a speedy recovery for the injured. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has ordered a ministerial inquiry into the incident in which at least 6 people were killed and 20 injured. The state government has announced a compensation of 2 lakh rupees each for the next of kin of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for those injured. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat today and over East Rajasthan till tomorrow. The IMD said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely to continue over northeastern parts of the country tomorrow. The Met Department predicted that Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, West Uttar Pradesh and West Rajasthan are expected to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. In cricket, India were 347 for 4 a short while ago in their second innings against hosts England on the last day of the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester today. India now lead by 36 runs. Earlier, India resumed their play at the overnight score of 174 for 2. Overnight batsman KL Rahul was out for 90 runs while captain Shubman Gill hit his fourth century of the series, scoring 103 runs. The Indian skipper shattered multiple world records with a brilliant century. Gill became the first batter ever to hit 400s in his debut test series as captain. 5 others, Warwick Armstrong, Don Bradman, Greg Chappell, Virat Kohli and Stephen Smith, had 3 each in their debut series as captain. Gill now also has the most 100-plus scores by a captain in a test series against England. Before him, only Don Bradman and Sunil Gavaskar have slammed 4 centuries in a test series as captains. The second game of the All India final match between Koneru Hampi and Divya Deshmukh of FIDE Women's Chess World Cup has ended in a draw after 34 moves in Batumi, Georgia today. Playing with the white pieces, Hampi was forced to go for a draw through repetition after Divya gave her back-to-back checks. Game 1 between the players 2 had ended in a draw on Saturday. Now the winner for the final match will be decided in the tiebreaker, which is set to be played tomorrow. In the tiebreaks, 2 rapid matches of 10 minutes each will be played with a 10-second increment after every move. The All India clash guarantees a spot in next year's FIDE Women's Candidates Tournament, where the winner will earn the right to challenge Zhu Wenjun for the World Championship title. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi describes Chola Empire as ancient roadmap for new India, says its achievements remain source of inspiration for modern India. Prime Minister highlights rapid growth of space startups in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani as it grew 5-fold in 5 years. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says seamless logistics were key factor in success of Operation Sindoor. IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall in Gujarat today and East Rajasthan till tomorrow. In cricket, Indian captain Shubman Gill hits fourth century of series in fourth test against hosts England at Manchester. And in FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 final between Koneru Hampi and Divya Deshmukh goes into a tie break after ending in a draw. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.